Today's top stories: the crisis in Ukraine and President Yanukovych's limited options, a victory for those fighting to increase Ontario's minimum wage, and the loss of a legendary actor.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Wrap. I'm Amanda Sufi.
And I'm Lena Latifat. It was a busy week and a perfect way to end the weekend. The Super Bowl took place on Sunday. Were you watching, Amanda? Because I wasn't.
My mom and I watched a little bit of the beginning, but I think the best part was the food we made. Poutine, pulled pork sandwiches, and wings. So good.
That sounds like the perfect food for Super Bowl. But I myself am more interested in how much these ads really cost. We're looking at millions for less than a minute for the Super Bowl, and I just can't believe people pay for this.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, they weren't too entertaining. From what I saw, it was a bunch of new model car commercials. But kudos to Bruno Mars for his performance during halftime. He is definitely a great performer. I missed out on the Red Hot Chili Peppers performance, but from what I heard, there was a lot of cleavage.
And now on to news. Today is the day Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych returns to work after a four-day sick leave. Yanukovych has faced a lot of criticism for turning down a trade pact with the EU and instead turning to Russia for financial support. Now his options are limited. Between submitting to anti-government protesters or surrendering authority, Yanukovych will have to decide.
Last semester, Lena, myself, and a few other students created a TV documentary about the minimum wage in Ontario. We spoke to many people who were struggling to make ends meet on the minimum wage. After a four-year freeze at $10.25 an hour, Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne has announced a minimum wage increase of 75 cents, putting the wage at $11 as of June 1st. Depending on the cost of living, Wynne told reporters the minimum wage could very well go up every year. Lambert Villarel, a minimum wage worker who moved to Canada several years ago, shares his story.
I've been divorced because of financial reasons and so forth, and can't eat properly, can't buy the foods I would like to, you know, I lose weight. It's not nice living here in Canada. It's not nice. Canada is very rich. Add up all the resources of Canada and divide that by 35 million people or 34 million people. That's my worth in Canada. I'm a citizen.
It may not be the $14 wage anti-poverty activists have been advocating for, but it's definitely a start.
And today, Hollywood continues to mourn the loss of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman was found dead in his New York City apartment yesterday. A police source described him as unresponsive on the bathroom floor, apparently due to a drug overdose. The same source said investigators found him with a syringe in his arm. The film industry took to Twitter to express its grief, from Jim Carrey to Whoopi Goldberg and Stephen Fry tweeting about the loss. Here's a clip of Hoffman accepting an Oscar for his performance in Capote in 2006.
And the Oscar goes to Philip Seymour Hoffman in Capote.
Wow, I'm in a category of some great, great, great actors. Fantastic actors, and I'm overwhelmed.
We have our own Shannon Kuzes in studio today to talk more Super Bowl. Shannon?
Thanks, Amanda. And happy Monday, Ryerson. And even happier Monday if you're a Seattle Seahawks fan. We hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl last night. The Sonian covered the top five entertainment moments of the evening online. Bud Light's commercial was our favorite, and we want to know what your favorite moment was. Tweet us at the Ryersonian and use the hashtag SonianSocial to join in on today's conversation. Today's the day we've all been waiting for. It's time to cast your vote for the 2014 Ryerson Students' Union. We are continuing our live blog coverage of the elections today, asking students, what are the most important qualities in an RSU president to you? Send us a tweet or Facebook message and let us know. And finally, tonight, the Toronto Star reporter who broke the Rob Ford scandal story, Robin Doolittle, will chat about her new book on Ramsey Talks. Our editors will be there live blogging and tweeting about the event starting at 7 p.m. today. Go to ryersonian.ca to hear what Doolittle has to say. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for that, Shannon. And every student at Ryerson pays a $60 membership fee for the Ryerson Student Union. But how much do students really know about what they're paying for? And as members of the union, how much do they really know about the RSU budget? I spoke to students on campus to find out.
I think maybe they advocate for student rights.
I don't know much, to be honest.
No, I actually have no idea.
What is the RSU? Like, I haven't heard of it.
If you were to take a wild guess, what do you think their budget would be?
5,000, maybe?
Yeah, I could not even do that. I have no idea.
5 to 7 million.
Would you pay for the RSU?
I don't know. Like, tuition's pretty high already. I don't know if I could afford to.
I don't think so.
Maybe if I knew, like, they were going to put the money towards something helpful.
Do you know that you already are paying for them?
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
And that's all for this week's Weekly Wrap.
Join us next week as we bring you next week's top stories. For the Ryersonian, I'm Nina Latifat.
And I'm Amanda Sufi. Have a great week, Toronto.
And we'll leave you with our clip of the week.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Ron, I would be surprised if the affiliates were concerned about the lack of an old, old wooden ship, but nice try.